see how far we can go today before everyone has to leave. Okay, we had just talked about the long beer halacha in Se'if Dalet about taking the bones out of the fish, and we had before that talked about the peeled. And okay, forgetting about the beer halacha here, who was trying very hard to justify all the people who took the bones out of the fish and cannot alter, and that is really a very difficult path. But at least la'alter, we had a certain kula. Let's just talk about one or two other examples of that. For example, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Klasa here talks about various types of melons. Shmir Shabbos Kol Klasa Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Zayin talks about watermelons. Famous watermelon controversy. How do you eat watermelons? The one thing you can't do with watermelons is, to the best of my knowledge, is take the watermelon off the pit instead of the pit off the watermelon. I don't think there's such a thing, right? You can't take the oak off of the salt. You can't grab the watermelon pit and take the watermelon off of it. It doesn't work that way. So how do you have to take the psalot out of the ochel? How do you take the psalot out of the ochel in order to eat watermelons is the question. So what are some of the options? Says here, you could, one option is inside your mouth. Right, you could eat it and spit out the pit is one option, or even take the pit out while it's in your mouth. We assume while it's in your mouth, we're not makbid on Borer. Another option, he's mechadesher based on the Kapachayim, is to shake the pits off the watermelon. I don't know if anyone's ever tried that. I'm not sure how well it actually works. He said shaking the pits off the watermelon won't be mekel. We'll maybe come back to some other examples of it, but that's not called psolas mitocha ochel, because even though you're shaking the psolas off the ochel, but yet taking the psolas off, you're holding the ochel. So maybe that's still considered focusing on the ochel. So shaking the pits off is another option, but I don't know how practical it is of an option. Then he suggests that maybe the last option is to just take the pit out of the watermelon before you eat it. Why would it be better to take the pits out of the watermelon? So you've been saying, if you turn your Mishnah Berurah to a Mishnah Berurah that we didn't focus on. This part of the Mishnah Berurah, the last line of Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. Remember when we talked about peel? The last line of Mishnah Berurah in Shin Chaf Aleph says, the input talking about pits, not talking about watermelon pits, talking about, he says, the input there, lumen. I assume plumen are bumps. Okay, if taking out the pits to for later is for sure borer, okay, that's lacherzman. What about la'alter? And likewise by apples, taking out the pits for lacherzman is also, but what about for now? It says, miyad, but right away, miyad is a phrase that the Achronim use for better than la'alter. Let's call it super la'alter, right? La'alter means we pop into the meal. Miyad lepeh means you're about to put it in your mouth. So it could be that miyad lepeh is better than la'alter. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you do miyad lepeh, right, he suggested that also, that was, I forget which number his suggestion when it came to the, his second suggestion, when it came to the bones. When it came to the bones in the fish, he said, if you do it right before you eat it, then it is okay. The after aflosa suda shari, and maybe because we've got him even for that suda, even a regular altered mutter. Why would mutter take solace from ochel? So you could look up the green godim, or you could just look the footnote in Mishnah Berurah in Sharif Acher. Because of the hetter after, meaning you can't, maybe in some fruits you can, but in most fruits, You can't take, and that's obviously what you're talking about, if you can easily take the fruit off the pit or the pit off the fruit, then possibly you can take the fruit off the pit. But here he's talking about a case, he's not talking about watermelons at all, but it's like watermelons where you can't take the food off the pit. Your only option is to take the pit off the food. So he says, well, if it's e-after, right, e-after vinyan acher, e-after vinyan acher is a heter for, just like we saw by peeling, is a heter for taking solets from ochel, even though he just said in limchos, he wasn't so excited about that. There ain't limchos b'yada mekilin in the list of solutions. I think that's what we ended with. They're on the board right here. When it came to the bones of the fish, to the bones of the fish, it's after to take the fish off the bones, even though it's not quite as, it's not exactly as convenient, but it's reasonable. But when it's EFR, like it's just very hard. Everything's possible, but it's very hard to take the ochel from the psalmist. Then the head to take the psalmist from the ochel. What is Mr. Birthday? A little nervous about saying what's allowed to. And he's for sure convinced that it's mutter miyad lepet. So basically, what do we have here? We have a heter. What is he after? Matachas ha'ochel may ha'psole el arak ha'psole may ha'ochel. So then we want to divide it into two different categories. One category is peels, right? When it comes to peel, what did we say? Mutter le'alter. That was for sure mutter le'alter. The Arkash Dolchan says peels are not a flower in the first place. But that's because peels are really very separate and they're on top of something. Therefore, we're more making with peels. But what about a pit? Pits are a little more chumer than peels. Why are pits a little more chumer than peels? Because they are mixed. They're inside, which is more of a mixed in, and they're not blocking your access. So therefore, pits are a little more chumer. And what's that for? Mishavura miyad lepet mutter la'alter. He basically says, what does it mean when he says that Efshar Deshari, Pashtus Efshar Deshari, is one of the most rumored out here, just, you know, not, might be more mutter to do otherwise. So let's say this is also mutter, even though, you know, he's not so super convinced of it. Why is the let's just go to the last case is the fish bones. Why is the fish bone? There he only says, if you recall that long beer halakha earlier, again, this was all Shinkov Aleph, Mishabura Pei Dalet. By the fish bones and that long beer halakha, he was not as forthcoming. And if I can find the line, it is very long. But he says, right, canal means, he quoted earlier in the Shita of someplace here. What? Maybe that was the previous one, the Shita Maria Balafia. But there he says, Ein Limchos. So why is this for just an aim limchos? Oh, the later when we're trying to explain the Mishnebura says because it is easier to take the fish off the bones. So therefore, it doesn't really qualify in this case. That's where most says means for old people it would be different, right? So this, so it doesn't qualify. And now with Moshe's pitch, he says, well, if you have old people who are young kids who it's not shaya, then you can use a heter. Basically, by the fish of the bones, the Mishnebura didn't use a heter, even Ein Limchos. Sorry. He basically says that whether it's Miyab Lepeh, whether it's La'alter, La'alter using other stars Miyab Lepeh, England close because there it really is extra vineyard after. The pit and the peeled really, let's say, it's not extra vineyard after, but the peeled are more made than the pits because they're on top of it, surrounding it. Maybe they're considered different, or maybe they're considered just accessing. The pit are a little more covered, and therefore you'd only want to be out of the pit. And they be also the altar, but you know, let's even get his luck though. I can get my luck though. That starts deadly when the thing comes an extra too much. I mean, the mucker is just, you know, he doesn't like to be Mechadish Kubut. But these are the three madrigas of Yeshter, really two madrigas of Yeshter. One madriga is more Yeshter. However, the reason this is controversial, and then I'll take a word from our sponsor, from Yoni, is because maybe he says in the footnotes here in this Shmir Shabbos, here he explains that the fish bones are different. There really is after to do it a different way, as opposed to the pits, which is not so after to do a different way. But he points out that the chazan ish. He points out that the Chazanish does not like these heterim. The Chazanish thought that he after not really such a good heter by peel moda, but by the pit, which is difficult, he was not moda, and therefore concludes the Shmir Shabbos. Hanoeg lohakel yeshlo al. But not everyone agrees. Okay, so this is a little controversial. The Chazon Ish didn't like this Mishnah Berurah. Disagreed.
You think he was not yesterday?
But this answer, Yes. Actually, maybe I have it. Let me see if I wrote it printed out. Because I don't want to misquote him. Okay, I will. Where is this here? Give me half a second. Where was this in your neighbor's safer, Yoni? Do you remember? Here we are. Garinim. What does he say here? The Chazon Ish in Simon Nun Dalid. The Chazon Ish in Nun Dalid. So he hit shot in the Chazon Ish is that. He thinks that really it's always extra. Whenever you have pits, it's always extra. Otherwise, there is always another Eitha, even by the Avatia, even by the watermelon. He says maybe you could spit them out of your mouth, but there are other. There are other sudden lahakel. Okay, but the Chazon Ish didn't like this heter. The Mishnah Berurah, he thought that the heter was only for peeled. Everything else is efsher. Just figure out a different way to do it.
But we are mixing different stars here. Meaning, Miyadav has to make it better than
the right. This is fair. Miyadav has a fair. Miyadav the pet and the efsher.
Okay, you know, when we touched the fifth bone, we tried to get both those hands in defense, meaning that I'm already an awkward
time. Yeah, but that was the getter in Limchos. Here we're trying to do a together with Hakiva. That's what we're combining.
Okay.
Yoni.
Yeah, in Jesus, but Charthion and Shinpop Alifir, is he not like one? I mean, he references that to my focus on where the Rafi and Rush. I'm saying, doesn't he not want to be so much on the other path?
So I think he's being so much on the other path together with the other. Together with the Yesher. Two Stubborn Lahakel. He's not.
But then the Yesher alone Neanderthal is Munter because you're doing both Neanderthal and the
Epter. Just the Epter and the Alter. Then he says Epter. You know, Epter, you can have one Tavahaka.
Neanderthal has the
Yes. Yes. Okay. Lemaitha, what do we say about watermelon? Rav Moshe, when it comes that's, to. Yeah.
That's more the Epter than the flying soup. And what's the difference?
Flying.
That's Machel de Maria Vlach, the other one, the Rosh.
Yeah, the
one of the Alphas and the other is the just as much the Epsher to eat around the fly as it is to eat around the pick.
And
why earlier is Miav the pet? He's referencing earlier the Miav the
pet.
So why don't we also have this here for let's
by the flying soup, it's not Epsher Bechlal.
Well, you can eat around the fly. Not
so that's what I'm saying. It's not Yashar.
That's not Yashar.
The pit is more Yashar. Okay, but it's controversial. And therefore, Lemaitha, by watermelon, okay, by watermelon, certainly if you did it, Niyad Lepet, the Mishabur would be Makel. Pasha, the Mishabur would be Makel. Okay, if you want to look at page 169 in the Orcha Shabbos, he's done that. So you could say many, many different svaras. It to be more macro and watermelon, more makil and watermelon. But the maitha, okay, it would be more the most ideal way to eat a watermelon would be to spit them out. Even the Shmir Shabbos Gochasa says yeshal macha lithmoch, yeshal ma lithmoch, or to shake it off if that helps, which I'm not sure how that's practical. But Lemaisa, Rav Moshe Feinstein, is definitely Makel on Avatiach. He says there's really no other way to eat Avatiach. And therefore, Avatiach is watermelon. What? You can, but some people don't like that, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, in that same place as the other one. He says in Os Zion, he says Vavatikim actually the Achilles can be Kakalafanavakoskin be a full cloud for Legion Latino Yokaga Legion with a dime Eloshani taught them in a new Ahayad Bekoak. Okay, so even the Avatiach, you know, Rav Moshe was a little mystific exactly how to use this Efter. Is it really Efter? Is it really not Efter? He said if it's really hard for you, that's a good sock, we'll go with Rav Moshe. Says Rav Moshe, watermelon. Let's go with watermelon. Says Rav Moshe, if you can spit out or shake off, then do so. If you can't, then you can take off the pits. And the svara is, because what is the answer? You know, he says, don't make a general low plugging after, but if it's the after, if you really, you personally, it's too, you know, you're not used to that. Or for little kids, you're afraid they'll choke on the pits, then you can be make, oh, okay, halakha maitha mishpat like Rav Moshe. If you can have a better eitza, have a better eitza. If you can't, then we can be make, oh, to take it off. Yeah?
Yeah, but what exactly is that?
Meaning you take it off and put it straight in your, and take off the pit and put the watermelon straight in your mouth.
Or, yes. Yeah.
Not in the meat. Not like putting out and serving it to someone, et cetera. You put it straight in your mouth. So putting it straight in your mouth is another tzad lit hakel, which Mishnah Berurah combined with this yefshar, but these are all sort of questionably yefshar. Questionably yefshar. And therefore, most says make a subjective judgment. Again, the Rav Moshe is Ozayin on the same Rav Moshe, Chelik Dalet, and Ayin Dalet in the subcategory Borer, or look in the back of the writer's book, and says you could make a subjective judgment. The other big issue is what about cantaloupe, right? Cantaloupe, you have in the middle all of the pits and the et cetera. And by cantaloupe, the post more make the watermelon. Why? Because the cantaloupe is they view as more like a peel. It's not like mixed in. It's more like a layer. It's a layer inside. When you cut the cantaloupe, it's more like a layer on top that's blocking you from accessing the cantaloupe. And therefore, says the Orcha Shabbos, is always very makel in this. He says you can't scoop it out. Says the Orcha Shabbos, the Orcha Shabbos is Gimel Tadi Tet, the Shmir Shabbat Gokot is also Gimel, but it's Gimel Lamed Zayin. He says, as long as it's altered, it's okay, because it's more like a peel, because it's a separate layer on top that is blocking you. So they're both makel on cantaloupes. I think at the minute, when people put cantaloupe on Shabbat, they scoop out the inside. Not to mention the fact that usually when they scoop out the inside of the cantaloupe, we'll get back to that soon. They usually scoop out the mochel with the psoleth. That's another tabla hakel. You have to be very skilled to scoop out just the psoleth. In any case, there seems to be a fundamental, you know, heter that the peel, including cantaloupe seeds, even though they're the inside, the poskim treated the outside because it's not something which is really mixed in. It's really something which is its own layer that once you cut it, is on top of it. And therefore they treat it like a peel. And they're more makel. Okay, the last thing I want to, before we go on, that I want to discuss is a very, very fundamental machloket, which is, look at the tav for a second in Yud Gimel. Tav Yud Gimel. Tav Yud Gimel is a little later. So maybe let's start with the Berhete base. Berhete base. We already looked at once. It's so about the flying the soup, right? The Maharitatz says that that there's no greater in a flying the soup because it's not considered a mixture. A solid and a liquid are not a mixture, but the other Achronim disagreed, and the Taz and Sifkat Yud Gimel and this Simon said, what did the Taz say? Let's turn to the Taz. Taz Yud Gimel, or I can just read it to you. Says the Taz in Sifkata Yud Gimel. Shenotlum Zavuvin the coastal, Yotia Zuvin the Vazim and a coast, Avali Kabor Psolis, or Yikach and a Mashkek Taz Imahem. Okay, look what I said elsewhere in Hilfus Yantif. Says the Taz, that's how we paskin. What about a fly in the soup? Or anything else similar to that? Says the Maharitatz. Not a tarmigbet. He says fundamentally follow the liquid not to robust, no problem. However, says the Taz and the most achronim, almost all achronim, almost all achronim follow the Taz. The Mishnah Brura follows the Mishnah Brura follows the Taz when it comes to the fly in the soup. Says the there's Mishnah Brura in a few places. One of them is the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha in Sif Dalid, right here. He said, "Umid Osho Lahashkos Vobin Akotel Hain Yishbo Gam Kain Ktsat Mashke Ima." You have to pour out some mashke. Okay. So you have to pour out some mashke. So then the Taz and Mishnah Brura and most of the poskim mutter lehotzi im mashke. You can take out the Taz. Well, and that's how we probably would all learn in high school or something. You have a fly in the soup. You can't take out the fly. You can take a spoon and take out the fly with some soup. Does everyone agree this is mutter? Not everyone agrees this is mutter. Who says the usher take it out even with some soup? No.
Oh,
who says usher take out the fly even with soup? Kabatniks don't take out the fly even with soup. Why? Because in the, it's funny, there's the Siddur of the Balatanya. In the Siddur of the Balatanya, he writes a lot of Pitzkei Halakha here and there. And he says here, to the Siddur of the Balatanya. So lifmoch before Shabbos, before Tefillah Shabbos, he has like some halakha Shabbos, like Taurus. So lifmoch al heter anohug b'im nafal zvuv sharp souls l'kosu l'kar lo tziyal yidei kafalisho tath mashki imo. Don't be someone on the heter that everyone's knowing. He knows everyone's knowing but him. To take it out with some soup. Ki yesh b'dech shash ki v'chathas v'shir tefillah chath v'shalom. Bein takana rak lishmoch me'akos ha'shiyetze ha'psolet mi Mitoko, what does he say? What you can do is you can like pour out half the soup or pour out half the drink. If you're drinking soda or wine or something, and then the fly will be in half and you'll drink the other half. But you can take it out even with these spoons. So that's the Tidur Balatanya. I assume this is what Chabad makes too. I think it was there, but I haven't checked. Also, the gold CEO. Afilo M. Mashke. The question is, what's the basis of the heter of the Taz? Why is the Taz matter taking it out with Mashke? Anyone want to tell me the svar of the Taz? What's the svar of the Taz? Why is the Taz that you're allowed to take it out if you take it out with some? If you take it out with some soup?
I think that it's not being back in the Okal because it's still some Okal.
And therefore?
And then you're not doing Borer, because that's what Borer is.
Ah, so it's just Mufka from Borer. You're not separating the Tzola from the Okal, it's not Borer. Now, what's funny, okay, so what's the Svara?
Weird, because it's still a lot of food.
Right, so one Svara is, I think that the commonly accepted Svara, and we'll prove this, the Svara of the Mishabura. First, this is in the Prima Gadim. This definitely seems to be the Svara of the Prima Gadim on that Taz. I'll just read it to you. He says, "Vehine mashbe d'chol she'in bor legamrei ochel mipsolus olameniach tzach et cetera yochel liver kol yom ve'inyan zeh." Okay, if you're not totally doing a total separation, that is mutter. That's the Prima Gadim. Says the Prima Gadim. It's not called Borer if it's not a total separation. Not a total separation, it's not called Borer. That's the Prima Gadim Sefer. The Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says that's crazy. Why is that crazy? Mostly because, remember the Balamor and the Malchus, right? The Balamor said the Chepta of Borer is the Ptolus, you're removing Ptolus. The Malachim keeps the Ptolus, you're just getting rid of something you don't want. Okay, that's enough of that Borer, the one on the Lach of the Pai, even though the Lach thinks you're Klingufa. But more acronym agreed with the Malchus. What does our bond say? No, the Chepta of Borer that you're purifying the Ochel. Here's a little tricky. What kind of heter is it? Not for it, you're not totally separated. You're purifying 99% of your soup, right? 99% of your soup is now pure. So the Chazon Ish doesn't like this at all. Says the Chazon Ish says that's not a heter at all. There's no heter of like partial separation, of incomplete separation. That's not a heter b'chlal. Rather, what's the heter? He said, nope. Incomplete separation is borer mida oraisa. So what's the heter here? The heter of the Chazon Ish here is that it's the only author to separate a tarogus. Let's say you had a soup. Okay, it's going to get a little gross. You have a bowl of soup full of flies. You had 100 flies in your soup. How much of the soup is mixed with the flies, intuitively? All of the soup. All the soup is mixed with all the flies. It's one big tarogus. However, let's say there's one fly in your soup. Is all the soup mixed with that fly? So the Chazon Ish says intuitively no. All the soup is sitting there minding its own business, and there's a fly someplace else. You can't say the soup on the other side. It's just a matter of where you're lying. You can't say the soup on the other side of the bowl is mixed with a fly. What's mixed with the fly? Only the soup that's mamish right in the fly. Like the soup in the limbs of the fly. So that's not the heter. The heter is something else. The heter is because only the soup, only the soup in the place of the fly is called a tarumfet, and then you're not separating the tarumfet at all. You're doing 0% separating tarumfet. Why? Because the soup that was mixed with the fly is still mixed with the fly. The soup that wasn't mixed with the fly is still not mixed with the fly. You haven't separated any tarumfet. right? The same question would be, let's say, the classic case. Let's say you have, they still have this initial. You have bread that has a thicker on it. You ever buy bread with a thicker on it? Right? So the bread is a thicker on it. You don't want to eat the thicker. So can you take the thicker off? Now, when you take the thicker off, you inevitably take some bread with it. Right? You can't, I've never met anyone who's skilled enough.
I feel like I take off the fourth house. Bread. I'm not like
you take it off the top that comes off without bread.
It's not really stuck on. It's like,
okay, I don't know. Maybe it's a different bakers.
Is it better with the second?
Okay. Anyway, Kitzer, Revolta, let's go. You take off the sticker with some bread. Everyone reads Moshe. Moshe says, why? The sound is local separation. Not separating the sticker from all the bread. The Kazanit says, that's not a heter. It's because the sticker is not ordered with the whole bread. Why would the sticker be ordered with the bread on the other side of the loaf? The sticker's not ordered with that. It's not like you have pebbles throughout your bread. The sticker's only ordered with the bread right where it is. So basically, whenever you have something that's only in one place, everyone agrees to the top, they will agree to the top of the petter, that it's mucker to take out the solace with a little overdose. So they argue why. The first is any incomplete separation is not rare. And the Chazanish said, because it's not an incomplete separation, it's a 0% separation. So whatever was Mu'urav is still Mu'urav, and whatever is not Mu'urav is still not Mu'urav. We'll see the Naftamina in a second. Michal?
Why is there an issue with the one?
No, because there's a lot of seeds throughout the watermelon. That's all one big tarobus. No, but I think it's intuitive. When I have a watermelon with seeds, I feel like all the watermelon is mixed with the seeds. That's not true. I don't know if the sticker on one side. I feel like the sticker is stuck to that side. But that, I think the cotton is doing one thing in one place and something spread throughout.
So the same thing applies for a sticker on a fruit. Mm-hmm. You have to, what do you peel it off for a
sticker? That's an interesting question. What if the sticker peels off? Not like the regular ones on the bread. What if the sticker?
No, most people agree that when you peel off the sticker, little fruit comes off with your apple sticker.
It's not a
bit. Here we are. How about a sticker on an apple? How about a sticker on an apple? So what does he say here? He's sort of mistopic. What does he say? He says, maybe the sticker on the bread, he says, the sticker on the bread is like the peel of the bread. And therefore, what does he say? Take it off with some bread. Take it off with some bread. And he says, it could be that it would be a heter la'alter even without some bread, because after all, there's no other way. You can't take the food off the sticker. Then he said, depends on the Chazanish of Mishabura. Maybe it's a little like pits. But it always could, what about a sticker that's stuck on the apple? So he wants to say that, he's a little mistopic about the sticker on the apple. He said, maybe the sticker on the apple is not really tarobus in the first place. It's stuck on so loosely that that's not even called a tarobus. There he gets a little tricky. Why is that any less than the Mishabura's coats on top of other coats on top of other coats? What did he say? Let's see what if he talks about it. Does he not talk about it here?
Two coats on top of each other, you take off the top coat.
Yes, at least if it's outer. Right? At least if it's outer. So basically, when it comes to what's popkin, when it comes to a sticker on the apple, you could say a sticker on the apple is not a tarobus in the first place because it's stuck on so loosely that you never really consider one thing. Although, and it's such a small part, you don't look at it as ma'uriv. It's just like stuck on.
Apple's very small. It could be a very small apple.
No, it can't. Okay, you could say it is a tarobus, but it's mutter to take off the altar. Why is it mutter to take off the altar? Based on the heter of the mitzvura, you can't really remove the fruit from the sticker. So you're left to remove the sticker from the fruit based on the heter. Yes, there are current both the overvote, both the list. He wants this, yes, or maybe third possibility, third cousin, if that. It's not really a heter with e-epsher when you could find some weird way to do it. Maybe you could like peel the sticker a little and take the fruit off the sticker with your other hand. So he says, maybe it's not even a heter. I'll tell him, what are we going to say about fruits? About fruits, we will say a shara. The shara of fruits is, we'll say, you can take the sticker off the altar. Don't take the sticker off, it's not the altar, because it's stuck on. Maybe it's a little bit of a tarobah. But the altar, you can be makel, that it's not really so mixed. You see the fur that's not a tarobah. Sticker on something, not like really mixed in so much. Okay, so only if it's taken off the altar, don't worry about the fact that maybe you're taking souls off the okel. On the other hand, don't be making a lot of fun. Take up the altar, take the middle shita. Even though he, says from the two kitzon shita, this is, where did he discuss it? He discussed it in Gimel Kuf Yud Aleph. He says, it's not a tarobas at all. Take it off whenever you want. Or maybe, no, it is a tarobas, and we'd be very machmir to say that that there's no... and we'd be machmir and have to say that you should take it off with some pieces of the apple, or I would assume hold it and take the apple off the peel. We say you can just take the peel off the apple normally if you do it a lot longer. Sorry. Now, let me tell you a nafkamina. What's a nafkamina between the Mishnah and the Chazon Ish? And this comes up all the time. This is a big nafkamina between the Mishnah and the Chazon Ish. The case of the Mishnah not here. But in Siman Tavkuf Dalet, I'll have to read it to you. You probably don't have a Tavkuf Dalet. No reason why you'd be expected to. Tavkuf Dalet, he's talking about sorting out if you've made matzah meal. Made matzah meal, and you only want to use the matzah meal to bake, but there might be some big pieces of the matzah mixed in, and that'll ruin your baking. So what do? So he says, don't take solos out of ochel. Okay, he gives all the reasons. Rather, what you should do is take out the big piece of matzo with a little pemach. Because that's no problem, like we said in Shin Yotef, because you're taking the solos with some ochel. Now that's the case with Mamadu Tarobet. You have a bowl of matzo meal, a pack of, a big container of matzo meal, and mixed through it are all big pieces that would ruin your baked good if you didn't take them out. That seems to be what's enough to me, no? Now, to me, what if you have a real mixture throughout? That's when the Mishnah Brura, here we see the whole like the Fina Gadim, the Mishnah Brura talk of Dalit Bach said, Mutter Lehotzi Soleth in Ma'at Oka. Why? Do you think there's really a heter of incomplete separation? You can take out Soleth with a little Oka. Even though it's a mamish tarobis, here you have just a big container full of stuff that's all, there's what scattered throughout. There's bad parts. The Chazon Ish says absolutely not. The Shulchan Aruch open says the Chazon Ish says it's utter midaraisa. Mahotzi solet in ma'okel. Because the heter is only if it's not really met. But if it's really met, then let's say the classic case in the yard. You have a pile of wheat with a few pebbles in it. So the Shabur would say, go through it, take out all the pebbles with a little wheat. And they said, that's great. Then you're fixing your whole pile of wheat and you're doing Gorda Raisa. The heter is only if it's not really mixed. Then you're allowed to take out the fly with the soup because the fly is not mixed with the rest of the soup. You're allowed to take off the sticker with the little collar because it's not mixed with the rest of the collar. But there's no heter to do borer things that are mixed just by doing an incomplete separation. That is the fundamental machlokas. That's the fundamental machlokas.
Why wouldn't that be one min matzah meal and matzah?
Good question. Why would it be one min? Because you turn the matzah meal into something to use for making baked goods. And bigger pieces of matzah are completely possible to make baked goods out of, and they're considered like soles. Even within 1 minute, if it's ochel and soles, then it's still soles.
Well, what does the Mishnah say about taking some of the big goods out, but not all of them?
I think he would still say after, although I don't, I thought I had a copy of the Chazon Ish in this pile of papers, but I must have misplaced it.
I'm pretty sure he'd also say upper, even though I don't have it with me right now. I'm pretty sure he'd also say upper. Okay. Now, the how do we paskin? How do we paskin? Like the Mishnah Berurah, like the Chazon Ish? My impression is the Minhag HaOlam is like the Mishnah Berurah. The question is that correct or not? Because the Chazon Ish seems to have a much, much better svara. Chazon Ish seems to have a much better svara, in my humble opinion. Who might have an opinion? But in my humble opinion, I feel like he has a better svara. Lemaita, the Shemir Shabbos Gelchatha, in quotes, trying to find the right place here. Quote two days. Shemir Shabbos Gelchatha has 2 days about this. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. Second here. And can you take out the bones of the fish with a little meat? Yesh matir lahasar shet yorsi achraman basar zag dal gran v'yesh machmir and bazeh. The yesh matir, he quotes the beer halacha, the beer halacha by the fish also. The yesh olden kol chadnesh in thimen nun dalit. Okay, that's true. The Berurah, the truth is that it wasn't some portion of our halacha. Where was this? This was the gimel, yud gimel in the Shemir Shabbos Gelchatha. The ma'aseh Shemir Shabbos Gelchatha brings 2 days, he's not machriya. But I'm not sure if it said that quite in this bir halacha, but it's a bir halacha would say things about meal. The ma'aseh, I thought Rabbi Mon Sefer, I liked his achra. The Shemir Shabbos Gelchatha was machriya. So I like where Rabbi Mon Sefer said. Certainly, one could rely on the Mishnah Berurah, but it's better not like the Chazon Ish because his sheep is just a much more logical explanation. And Mishnah Berurah is Mishnah Berurah, and the previous time, have a lot of authority. But the authority is very difficult. Like, why should it be muttered to be partial borer when, according to the Svara of the Ramban, that is fixing the Ochel, you're fixing 99% of the Ochel? Like, why does it make sense that you're allowed to fix 99% of the Ochel as long as you don't fix 100% of the Ochel? You're still fixing tons of Ochel. So I really think Mishnah Berurah is Svara, that we all don't want to rely on Mishnah Berurah. Have lots of reliance, a lot of modern day Svara and talking like the Mishnah Berurah straight out, like the Pesukim of Cohen, talking straight out like the Mishnah Berurah. However, that very one is better than not like the Chazon Ish, and Lenny is Daiti, I think it is proper enough for like the Chazon Ish. When it comes to flying the Duke, it's almost. But when it comes to some other cases, another great example would be when it comes to some other cases, whenever you have really mixed crowds, then better be not like Chazon Ish, even though someone can be made if they want.
What's the getter and is there enough middle between how much scrutiny you would have to take it?
I don't think there's such an acumina because the Chazon Ish said that really the supply is only mixed without one spoon. The Chazon Ish said the only mix is the spoon that's sort of within if you circumscribe the fly with a sort of you draw a line around the fly in all three dimensions, like only the soup in it. So For the Bala Tanya, if the fly goes in the soup, you can't take it out even with a spoon. The only head of the Bala Tanya would say is if you pour out half the soup,
why is that different? What's as far as people know how to change one spoonful versus like just more of the soup? Like, why is that?
That is a good question. If you're allowed to take out a spoonful of soup and pouring out half the soup, and you're doing things both even the heads are later. Pouring out the beer, that you can pour things out, even though it's not exactly the same. What is the heter? I think he would say that the heter is that that's not a mice. It's not a mice with gorier to like split your stupid hat. And then, it's not a mice with gorier to pour out the soup, even if some fish is the fly up that way. But it's a good question. Could be having every problem.
How do you even cool about like, is there a tyroga? Do we use that anywhere else?
I'm not sure what the Nafkamina would be. I think we would. I'm just not sure what the Nafkamina would be.
Okay, I think that, So
both in the Shabrin, the Chaz, and Ishtar make up being an even larger month than I've called Boris. The Egli Tal disagrees. The Egli Tal says the Heter is only the altar. He says, what the Heter of the Tad? Because you're taking out the solus with some Okel, therefore, it's considered as if you're being the metapol in the okel. You're taking out okel and solus from okel. So that's like taking out okel and the heter of the alter. But none of the modern day postkin quote that, interestingly. None of the modern day postkin says, mohakel, it's interesting. I haven't seen any of my new folks focus on Eglital. You can look at Eglital. You want to look it up? I'll tell you where it is. The Eglital can be found in Borer Vav Os Yud Aleph. Like Sivkat and Vav Os Yud Aleph. But I'll put it here. It says the Eglital. Since you took out some Ochel, it's like. Ochel mitok solet, it isn't, but it's like ochel mitok solet. Nafkamina she'otzer la'achar zman. It's a nice bar. I want it to be makla. Okay, you can only do it la'alter. I haven't seen it in any of the modern day bar, even though it's a nice bar.
Meat with fat on it, on like the side. So with that.
So what does that mean, fat on the side? Would you be allowed to cut off? Like the fat with some meat.
How do we quantify?
How would you just have to cut off the fat with some meat if the fat on the side would be good question? According to Mishnah Berurah, what would be with it? Right?
Then looking at the
according to Chazon Ish, I think it would depend. If you just had meat on one side and fat on the other side, he would say if you take, he would say they're only mixed where the fat meets the meat. And therefore, as long as you cut off the meat with the fat, you would separate anything else with Berurah. Because the meat all the way on the other side was not with Berurah. But it's so many of the lot more fish fat in many places for the meat. Well, how do you know it's
even if it's on one side, but let's say the ratio, meaning there's a lot of fat with meaning.
I think they still say that it's not it only worth at the fourth point. It's more at the fourth line. Now of course if you do place at a certain point it might be all over. But you would say it's only worth the borderline to see that at the end of the simon. And
only nafkamina would be if it's
something that spreads around. Really, if you have something where the solus spreads around, like a just giving example, let's say taka, you did have a lot of flies in your soup. Then I don't eat the soup anyway. Personally. Okay.
Yeah. If you're a layered palate, you only get like the third or fourth layer. Can you put everything back together you want?
Can you put everything aside to get to what you want if you have a layered palate? And yeah, that's the cool of the Mishnah Berurah in that long barrel of invade, right? That if you have two meaning, you can take off the top one, put aside the top one to get to the one you want. Yeah.
You have lemon pit, so what's side of that? You put it in the husband, you can take it
out. Lemon pit?
Squeeze the lemon like a son.
And so here, as soon as you figure out how to draw the line, you know, if you have, I think. If you have, I don't know, let's say you're confining the salad someplace. Maybe that's already considered tarot based. Because even though the, but it's not like the fly floating on top. So if you have a few lemon pits, I think it's sort of about to even take out the solids. What if you have a few lemon pits on the top? What if like the solid ball on the top? And you want to like skim off the top layer. But I think even the Chazon Ish issue is. But it depends. I think it somewhat depends how you're doing. Like if you like somehow like manage to like scoop off all the lemon pits and then like grab one cucumber with it. No, if you scoop off the, because then you're really scooping on that borderline stuff. If you scoop off like the whole top layer, then yeah. So be tricky. Be low questions. It would, you know, combination that could be he would mess up your messenger. Okay, let us try to go quickly a little. Okay, hey, Habor Turtons are very, if you try to get this Gemara, extremely complicated Gemara. And I haven't seen any posting in the entire world who applies this to any modern day case. Even though one would imagine, one would have suspected that someone might have got a stop. Haven't found this. If you find it, tell me. Haboris, we'll do it quickly. Haboris, Tormasin, and Tokhtolza. And you take out the Tormasin from their Psolet. You think that would be fine. Chayav, you're Chayav. It's a big Kiddush in the Gemara. Take Ochon Psolet with Chayav. Why? They shall Psolet with Matexas and Shish. The cool Sam, Imahim, and Nimsa, Kibor Psolet with Ochon with Chayav. They're three different yourselves in the Gemara. Dr. Chakli, Lov Dakli, Shalki. We're just going to go with what it says in the Mechaber, who's putting the Rambam. Why? Because the psolet is the ochel, and the ochel is the psolet. Why? Because the psolet sweetens the ochel when you cook it together. And the Mishavura, I think, makes it very simple. I think that's what the Mishavura is trying to say. He's trying to say that right now, the ochel is bad to eat, and the psolet is beefy. But when you cook it more, the psolet sweetens the ochel, and the ochel becomes delicious, something really, really good, and the psolet gives more out. But since right now the psolet is bigger, better than the ochel, if you take the ochel out of the psolet, you're taking the worst thing out of the better thing, and the psolet mitoch ochel. And it actually makes a lot of sense. If you separate it right now, it's never going to get to the end, and the psolet is actually better than the ochel. So I think that's the simplest shot, is to say that in the if you cook it properly many times, which obviously ain't cook on Shabbat, then the psolet will get the oak will be good. But if you separate it now, that ends the process. And you're ending the process with the psolet being better and the oak will being worse. So if you take the oak out of the psolet, you're taking the worst from the better. Okay, well, we already learned. Let's go to Zayin. Ha'ilom alilos me'er Shabbat. If you had malilos, remember you rubbed the ears of grain and you got the kernels out from the pod from Erev Shabbat, or some mutter way, according to the Shita, that it's mutter du b'shinoy on Shabbat. You can't separate them with a knon or tamkoy. We discussed this. Or even with two hands. But you're allowed to use all your koch on one hand. Okay, this is the Gemara. The beginning of the Gemara said something about biyad liyad. Sounds like two hands. Later on in the Gemara says biyado. So it's a big machlokas rishonim. With the heter, really, which part is dafka, which part is... is lav davka. The Rambam and the Mechaber are only matter with one hand. But the Tor is matter with two hands. He assumes they said yad yad al davka, two hands. And the one, when it said yado, it meant any amount of hands. Okay, we paskin, not like the Tor says two hands. Mother, we paskin, two hands is author. Why is two hands author? The Yerucha Shulchan says maybe because it's ugdid kol to do it with two kids. Still the yad, the hester, the yad al altar. Okay, we popped in. You're only allowed to use one hand. If you, when would you ever have this? Let's say you're eating peanut. Let's say you're eating peanut. And you know, sometimes, not talking about the pods, et cetera, those like paperish, the paper shells in the peanuts. Let's say they come off and they're gross, right? Meaning you can eat the peanuts with those paper shells on them. That's okay. But once they come off, they're gross. I hope you agree with me. Like you wouldn't want to eat those paper shells down. Let's say the peanuts and all the paper shells came off. I don't know, you have peanuts in a bag and with the paper shells and you carrying the bag around, all the shells, and now it's harovet. Now it's disgusting. So menapa, what does it mean to be? So you can use one hand. You can't use two hands, but you can use one hand and you can even blow. You can blow on one hand. And since that's biyad, even though it's like Zohar, using the wind, etc., but you're doing it biyad, and the assumption is you're doing it la'alter, and that would be mutter as long as you use one hand, because we talk like the Rambam. Okay, so alach l'maisa, you can go like this in one hand, b'chol kocho, as hard as you want, and that's okay, because it's biyad and la'alter. Chet, ein shorin et akrashina. Here it gets controversial. What? What? Of Zion, the Hanul David Sheyod Ka'achah the Likach Bishneim Luna Peach. Who had then Nimiyad Liyad Chaver to Einochle taken two hands, right?
Meaning below Sheyod the Hanul David Sheyod Ka'achah the Likach.
Yeah, you can't do it two hands.
What's the difference?
Because
oh, the shame.
You have two hands, you can't do it with one hand. You can't walk with two hands on one hand. They're both not a plea. The Arkham still in here says, oh, the default, you stay hands. To use two hands.
Same blowing.
Yeah, you're allowed to blow. You're allowed to blow just with one hand, not with two hands. Just, I think, a little vetch in. Yeah, that's what you said, Parasar, vetch the lad. They're still in the dictionary, but I don't know who used it. The Heimish Amethyth Maimalayan Bechlik de Lahakrap Solis. Okay, everyone knows this trick, right? If you put something in water, sometimes the psolus will go up and the ochre will go down, or it could be vice versa. As long as one is heavier than water, one is lighter than water, then it's the perfect way of separating. And that is totally usher. That's Derek Rebecca. Look forward, that's considered a plea. Right? You're using water to separate it with heavier than water, lighter than water. Well, shopnos of Yaki Lahakrap Solis. And you also can like rub it with your hand to separate. When you rub it with your hand to separate the ochel and the solet, but of almost mikvara, you can put in a basket, even though some of the solet will fall out of the hole in the basket, that is lusher. Okay, let's take this one step at a time. First of all, you can't soak it. Why can't you soak it? Says the Mishnah Brura. Who is in your soul to open with Robin? Also, let me remind you, Jill, who sold the matter and offer of she got the Kamala from heaven. Hakar Shimen, who makal behemoth with them, who get done with Gavin will detailly in mind the Lahatra of the upper melee. What does Mr. say? You can't put water on them in order to get off the dirt and dust, the upper of the upper. Right? It sounds in this Mr. Brewer life, you can't wash fruit on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Right, you're not allowed to pour water on them to get off the dirt and dust. That's what Shulchan Aruch was talking about, soaking them in water, so then something float up and something float down, right? In the Mishnah, we have example, it could be one is heavier, it could be the other is heavier. But in Chav Tes, he said, it sounds like you can't pour water on them, get rid of the dirt. You can't wash fruits on Shabbos. That is the question that came up to the Shmir Shabbos and to Rav Moshe and to others. Are you allowed to wash fruits and vegetables on Shabbos? Sounds from the Mishnah Berurah like no. Sounds from the Mishnah Berurah like you cannot. However, we don't pass it that way. Okay, basically the Shmir Shabbos and the Mishnah Berurah all bring similar similar svaras. Rav Moshe has three svaras while you're allowed to wash fruits and vegetables on Shabbos. What are three svaros to permit washing? Says Rav Moshe. He says number one is maybe it's like peeling. It's like peeling. You're allowed to take the peels off because EF serve a lot of hockey, right? Meaning you can't take the fruits off the dirt. You can only take the dirt off the fruit. So therefore, taking dirt off the fruit is mutter la'alter. That's what he says right here. He says, of the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. He says, but what's the problem? He says, pasha came to the after lika ha'okal derech ha'chilu lirchot ha'psolet mutter g'day lecho la'alter. Says number one, that it's mutter la'alter kimo kilo, just like peeling. Just like peeling is mutter la'alter, this is also mutter la'alter. Okay, that one could have disagreed. He says maybe the Mishnah Berurah only meant if you're not doing la'alter itself. But la'alter, of course, is mutter. Maybe it's mutter la'alter because since there's no way to take the fruit off the dirt, you're allowed to take the dirt off the fruit. First svara of Rav Moshe. Second svara of Rav Moshe. He says there's only five in some cases. But he says most of the time. The time it's edible without washing. Right? Most of the time it's edible without washing. Like when we wash a lot of our fruits and vegetables, that might depend. We're virtually not going to taste the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe the days of the Mishnah Berurah things were dirty to scum. That's a different era. In clean, hygienic America, everything was clean in the supermarket. You didn't like the farmer didn't just bring it to you in his wheelbarrow. And it's too hard to clean already. Oh, we want to wash it because we can have some specks of this or that. The cucumbers in there is a drill. But why do you think they come to dirt on them? You ever go to the store and get the cucumbers? They're not a little dirt. What?
There's
not a lot of dirt. I don't know. When I buy potatoes, I don't see a lot. I don't see dirt on there.
I don't know why bees can't
show
us.
I know.
I don't know why bees can't show us.
No, I watched their thing. I mean, why are they washing potatoes on the Shabbos instead of getting the COVID? That's a great question. You know, and if they're already cooked, maybe they walk. Yeah, they're already cooked, but that would be a little funny. I have no idea. Maybe it's just a theoretical example, because why would you wash potatoes on the Shabbos anyway? Meaning, you're not allowed to cook on the Shabbos. That's true. Okay, maybe it's a theoretical example. Lamaika, there's revulsion. Most of our food is perfectly edible without walking. We might want to just be like extra careful, but we'll see that like later. Right? If you like to put a Brita here, right? Can you drink the water without a Brita?
Yeah. If you would drink it without.
What?
If you would drink it without
drink water without the Brita. We prefer to filter it. Most people would eat, you could eat the fruit and vegetable without walking them. But we prefer to wash them. Of course, they're clean anyway. Therefore, it's not really a problem. The first of them in the first thing, the first talking about boba yoga, culture filter. Ah, you're taking the solace off. That's like peeling. Ah, you're using water, maybe. Water is more like a cleanser. Okay, water's not like a cleanser. Or maybe it's edible even with the Mishnah Berurah talking about unedible. Or, and this seems to be disagreeing with the Mishnah Berurah, the.
Yeah, the subjective method.
That would be subjective Hector, probably. We'll see that. That thing, it might be subjective. Meaning, if you wouldn't drink water without the Brita, then you use the Brita on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right? So what's the real answer to that question? If someone really has that question, someone comes to me and says, I wouldn't drink water without the Brita. Can I use the Brita on Shabbos? I have to beg. I popped in right now. You have to go drink a liter of water without the Brita. See that it's okay. Nothing happens to you. Now, from now on, you drink it without the Brita, now you can use the Brita on Shabbos. That's the answer to that. But as said the Mishnah Berurah, it says the Rav Moshe has made it in a smach like this, where Shlomo Zalman takes it very seriously in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, maybe there are some ku'ulot that are just not cold bogur. Some ku'ulot that are not cold bogur. Washing is not bogur. He says, after all, can you wash your dishes on Shabbos? Can you wash your dishes on Shabbos that you want to use again on Shabbos? The answer is yes. There's a fourth thing where you can wash dishes on Shabbos. Isn't that more rare? You're washing the psoles off of the ochel, not that you're going to eat your dish, but you're washing the stuff that's garbage off the stuff you want to use. And so it's an interesting question. Why are you allowed to wash dishes? Why isn't that more rare? So, and it seems in the Gemara that you can wash dishes even not out there. So why isn't it more rare?
Maybe it's not a tarot list.
So one is, by the way, it's not called a tarobet. Dirt on dishes is not a tarobet because they're such different kinds of things, you don't view them together. As opposed to dirt on fruits, it might be more of a tarobet. Dishes are somehow impervious to being ordered with dirt, but fruit is not. Okay, it could be. But says, he says, no, because washing is not borer. It's called rechitza. Rechitza is not the same as borer. Okay, certain mats that are not the same as borer. Soaking something for the heavy things to go down and the light things to go off, that's borer. That's a pa'ula of separating. Washing is not a pa'ula of separating. Oh, it is. When you wash, separating the dirt from the thing that's holding the dirt. No, that's called washing, not called borer. It's mocha. Right? Let's just call it mocha. It's an interesting far of Moshe. First two bars he said are 100% true. Each one independently. You don't need them both. But third, you can say, not only line. You follow down and say, he really thinks the very strong part. It's both different more. Okay, I don't know if third three is true or not, but Lamaisa, you always have many of these stars, and therefore everyone knows we all walk through the vegetable on Shabbos, right? We all walk through the vegetable on Shabbos. There's Ramosha, even if it really is dirty, you can still walk on Shabbos. What? You can't soak the lettuce on Shabbos so the bugs float off, right? So some people, everyone has different sheets and everything. One of the sheets is you soak the things that might have bugs, the bugs float off, then you can soak into the shop. That being short, Martina. I should say, sure, maybe even more than Walter. We don't rely on that. The mice that you can't soak, but you can wash the lettuce on Shabbos. You can't soak, but you can wash the lettuce on Shabbos. That you're allowed to. So you can wash the lettuce on Shabbos, but you can't soak your lettuce on Shabbos. And it's an interesting question. What about, this is very controversial also. If you wash your lettuce on Shabbos, can you dry it in the salad spinner? Who has a salad spinner? No one knows what a salad spinner is?
No. Guilty.
You know what it is, you just didn't bring one pair of drum. Okay, so everyone's going to buy a salad spinner to show they're going to stay in Eretz Yisrael forever. The salad spinner is you put the lettuce and it's in like a colander type thing, which is inside a real bowl, and you press the button and spin round and round, with a centrifugal force, or centrifugal force, makes all the water shoot out. It goes through the holes in the colander and then drips to the bottom of the solid bowl. The lettuce stays inside the colander. The water goes outside the colander. It's like a strainer, but even better, because that's a centrifugal force. So, are you allowed to use that on Shabbat? Or is that like, no, that is mamish. Borer. So somebody wants to say part of that, oh, walking is not borer, drawing is not borer. Drawing is not full borer. Maybe drawing is not full borer, so it's not a problem. Or maybe you could eat the, you could eat it that way, so it's not a problem. But very willing is Machmir said you can't use a salad spinner on Shabbos, which means even though you can walk left without Shabbos, you can't try the salad spinner. They have to repair with an older method of drawing. Yet, you know, preserve it right away. That's not so important to try.
Rabbi, you're the Torah of if it's a lettuce that requires checking, then it's yeshiv ben yinachir. Or it requires washing, then it's yeshiv ben yinachir. Wash it if you want to have it on Shabbos, you want to eat it. Meaning what otherwise, how else are you supposed to have lettuce?
Washing pork chops.
No, I'm saying, but once it's on shot, I mean, you could say that about removing pits also.
I mean,
that's number one. Because it's the after to take the, if the after to take the lettuce off of fly, you have to take the floor.
That's why you wouldn't fly.
What?
You're already saying you wouldn't fly after the lettuce.
I
remember.
You take the after soaking the water. After soaking the water, you use the heifer.
We use that heifer for soaking bugs.
No, because I feel like soaking is more like a. I think soaking is more like a flea than like a yacht. Like walking, maybe you could say that's not like a kinoma tampoy, etc. Here, soaking is more like a strainer. I don't think walking is going to make it soak. No, I don't think you can make it soaking at all. Oh, what if, how luckily you have to soak it in order to eat it? Then tough luck.
And how about soaking it? But really not for the floating to the top, but that's really for the sake of rechitza, meaning just putting a lot of things in a bowl. You soak it, but just to get the dirt off. So it's really rinsing, but in a way that looks like soaking.
But the dirt floats to the top and the lettuce stays on the bottom.
And like grapes. Grapes which have dirt on it, you just put a lot of grapes in a bowl, you put it in water, and then it like soaks, and then you take the grapes out. So...
Well, I think the heter number two would apply. Like, if they're really fine anyway, then I think that would be fine. If they're so dirty, the amount of soil, the dirt floated into the bottom of the bowl, then I think that would be awesome. But I've never seen grapes that are actually dirty. I wash my grapes. Don't worry, Dovey, you can come. But I've never seen them be actually dirty. I wash my grapes because they're all stuck nowadays. Right? But then I've never seen it actually dirty.
According to the heter number two, is it even much of a lot as well?
Yes. Or in heaven number two, it's even Moshe Achrazan, which for Moshe Rex, it's even Moshe Achrazan.
Why is the word marker under the salad spinner?
Because the salad spinner is different than all these things. That's using it.
The thing is not, it's the common move, Moshe Achrazan.
Ah, so the if you really say that it's just what, I guess that's the question of what's considered just something that's a little dirty and what's considered. What you're saying is, if it's really Brita is a real trainer, and yet you're allowed to do it since it's good to eat anyway. So what about why wouldn't you say the same thing by a salad spinner? Why not say the salad spinner is mutter? Because since you could use the lettuce wet. I don't know. First of all, I'm very focused about it. Meaning, if you leave the lettuce wet, it'll soon.
I eat it all the time. It's a little wet. You will cut it inside.
Yeah. Would you eat it 2 hours later?
You let it dry. No?
If you let it dry. But you have to dry it. So I would say two things. Stay true to the number. Number one, it's not so posh to me that it's harmless to have wet lettuce. Like, you can eat it now, then it'll spoil later. maybe
so really they, even for
maybe they were both dead, they were not a
flyer.
What? And even if, let's say you're going to eat it now, but it would spoil if you left it till later. Now that might be a different shot in Torvacin. I don't know. Anyway, it's not so posh for me to use the heather for, to use heather number two for the salad spinner for two reasons. Number one, because maybe wet lettuce is really bad, because if you leave it for too long, it'll totally spoil when it's wet, but not when it's dry. Right? Wet lettuce, you come back in 2 hours, it'll be disgusting, no? So maybe that must work then, the dirt on grapes that no one really knows that way. And number two, it could be that the wet lettuce is more of an, would you say that, I'll put the number one. So not possible.
They're not pushing the gas at all, bugs and lettuce.
What about washing bugs and lettuce? What are you worried about killing the bug?
Right.
That's a good question. Lemaitre, I think that if you don't even know if you're bugs in the lettuce, like the good chest lettuce nowadays, bug free lettuce, might have a bug someplace, you know, which is probably already dead anyway. I'm not worried because there's no shame in this cop. You don't know you're killing bugs. To bada kill bugs, I think would be a problem. Meaning, let's say you mount yourself in the pool of bugs and you want to wash the bugs off, and you know the bugs are alive, and you're killing the bugs, then that would be a problem. If the dark thing is common, I don't think it's a problem. And even though you're definitely trying to wash off the bugs, you're not trying to kill them. I don't think you'll come on to kill the bugs. Yeah. So now, I don't know if all bugs die if you wash them down the drain. But do all bugs start die if you wash them down the drain? Certainly not right away. Certainly the big ones do. Certainly the big ones, like flies, whatever. Okay, that's the problem. What if you have flies in your sink sometimes in Eric's throw? You have fly in, you know, not flies, you have like ants in your apartment. What if you have ants in your sink? Then I think Yutaka can't turn on the water, because that's a sick ratio of killing the ants, no?
They die in the water glass.
I think they drown. I think they drown.
Yeah, they won't get hit by the exact glass, so it'll flow from the sink onto them.
Okay. Okay, so that's as far as why it's much of a wash fruit, even though the word sounds like it would be author. But it could be the Mishabura wasn't talking about Lalter, but he's not Lalter. Could be he wasn't talking about relatively clean fruit, he'd be more clean fruit. And it could be that he's just wrong, and Boston is totally Mother.
One more question on the Gush Katif, where often the Hepsirim have yeast, Lishtoi, Vamayan, probably. But like, as a like, Lusitka, Tiras, Washing again, and the
Mishabura. No one actually follows except for people who want to be very, very strong, and even they know they don't really have to follow.
Then that's
not for her. Yeah. That's for sure not for her. Okay, maybe we'll get to in a little bit the question of okay, we'll get to it. We'll get to bugs. We'll talk a little bit more about bugs in the if yud, which we're not going to get to super fast. But let's take a few more minutes. Rav Moshe says the fruit is really clean if the wash even lacquers on, because it's clean anyway, so it's not boring. If the fruit is not so clean, if the fruit's so clean that you can eat it anyway, you can wash it even for lacquers on. But if you really need to wash the fruit, then it's only matzah lacquer.
You can't eat vegetables without it being struck. That would be not edible otherwise.
You're saying, what if halachically it would be usher to eat these vegetables without washing off the bugs? What if halakhically would be, not as like a chumra, which you could eat anyway, just like me. What if halakhically you have to wash off the bugs? If you have to wash off the bugs, then heter 2 wouldn't apply.
Then you would be, okay.
Right, then heter 3 would still apply if you didn't have a problem with the teal smashana. Okay, just the end of this is the bir halakha with the machlokas. You could put in a basket, even though some of the psalas fall down the basket. Why can't you put in a basket, some solas fall down the basket? Doesn't that look like straining? Like putting in a basket, some things fall through the hole, some things don't. That's basically a strainer. Says the Mishnah, we're inside.
He says, "Ein miskaven l'kach," because it's not miskaven. Okay, what does he mean by ein miskaven? In the Bir Alach, he brings a machloket. Okay, between the Ran and the Rashi. Rashi says, sometimes the soul might fall out, but sometimes it won't. It's not the dumb name of the You're just putting a basket to transport it. It might or may not get in the board. So that's obviously the machine is coming. That's a Pashan Hezra. However, the Ran says, even though it will fall out, even if it's a Gratia, that's my focus. Rashi says he's master of the machine. The Ran is master of the Gratia. It's a big Kiddush that the Ran is master A. It's a big Kiddush that the Ran is master H. The Gratia here. Really not. Not postured at all. Why the Ran is matter a sekreta? If you look at the lashon, it sounds like it happens by its own. It might be like a third sekreta brona. Maybe that's what you make of. Because when you put it in, it doesn't fall through the holes immediately. So if you let it sit for a while, it might end up falling through the holes. So it's not so clear. For Rashi, it's a good heter. Afish and nufal of souls there. Nikle kara lefamim. Never say it was common. The Mechaber's Lashon sounds like the Ran. That's what the Mishmur says. It's much even Sikresha. This is a big Kiddush that it's Mutter even Sikresha. And no one explains why it's Mutter be Sikresha. Normally, Sikresha is offer. So either maybe it's Sikresha Brahma because it doesn't happen right away. Okay, let's leave it at that. Maybe we'll just do test. Mishmashta Mera. That is a, what do we call it nowadays? It's like a straining cloth, a cheese cloth, as it were. A straining cloth. What would they use straining cloth for? Notice, mishamer has nothing to do with guarding. It's called mishmarim. What are mishmarim? Sediment in the wine. It's called mishamer because the main thing they strained in the old days was sediment. Why? There was sediment about your wine. They didn't throw it in the garbage. In those days, there was no waste. Right? There was no waste, not because they were environmentally conscious or anything like that. There's no waste because they didn't have enough of anything. Right? They were all poor. So there's no waste. So if you have your sediment at the bottom of the wine, what do? You put it on a cloth and strain it out and get some wine out of it. So you have more wine. Why would you throw it out when you can get wine out of it? So Shamerit Afilu Tluyumer Shabbat, even if you put it up on Friday, also lead to Mishmar. You can't put the sediment in them for the wine to strain, so that's Mamish Borer. You're straining. Well, Nasa Mishmar may have Shabbat, Merkulation in the mind condition, you have to do it Tluma. Though from the fourth Gemara, however, if you had already put the Shmar for straining on Friday and you got wine at the bottom. But there's a little more good stuff in these shmarim, but it's not coming out. What you can do, you can pour water on the shmarim, and the water will like bring out some wine taste from the shmarim and go down through, and you'll get some probably weak wine on the bottom. Now, this is the chiddush. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is you're like, take it, like, press the pause button. You pour your water on the shmarim, press the pause button. Now you have water in the shmarim, and it's unpaused, it's now straining through the cheesecloth. Why do you let us strain on Shabbos? So this is a big hitter. What's the heter? The heter is four is only after if you have a tarobet and you're separating it. This was never a tarobet. Why? Because as soon as you poured the water, it was already starting to go through down the cheesecloth and it never became one chetza with the shmarim. Because it was always on its way out, meaning it's a funny thing. If I have shmarim in a bowl and pour water in the bowl and then dump it on the cheesecloth, I've done an issur d'oraisa of borer. But if I cheesecloth is already there and I pour the water and let it strain, since the water was never considered a tarobet with the cheesecloth, because it was always on its way out. Therefore, it was never a tarobet, so I'm not being bored or anything. Not mean there's a lot of things nowadays. Let's say I want to wash grapes. Sometimes people put grapes in a colander and then pour water on them. Using a colander is straining totally mother. Because the water is never mixed with the grapes, stuff like the shmarim. So you're allowed to put grapes. If you have a bucket of water with grapes, you can't then dump it in a colander with grapes. But if you have grapes in the colander, you can open the faucet and pour water in them, or sometimes even if you have grapes in the plastic container, they come with this hole in the bottom. You can pour water in the grapes in that container and it'll go out the holes in the bottom. Because it was never considered a tarobet, because the water was never with the grapes for any period of time. It was always just on its way through. When the water is in transit, right? The heter will call it negative intention of the transit visa. When the water is a transit visa, it's not a tarobet, and therefore there's no answer for it. And that's a not halacha l'maisa that people do all the time.
they put grapes in a colander and then pour water, you know, spritz water on them. That's perfectly mutter. That's the heter of the shmarim. Okay. You had guests to a very, very geschmack, so yeah, but not for today.
Aren't you, what about the nine and stuff they're taking out? Why isn't that like causing the yin to get out? That would be
challenging. You're causing the water, you mean, because you're causing yin to come out of the shmarim. No, you're not. Because you're not causing yin to come out of the shmarim. Because the yin to come out of the shmarim is really just inside the water. The water picks up yin cakes on the way out. So that can point out, this is actually more of a hefty than the grapes in the colander. Because when I pour water, I don't get out the same water originally. I get out water with that now tastes like wine. What does that mean? It has wine mixed into it. But it doesn't matter. We don't say you're taking wine out of shmarim because the wine is in the water. We don't say you're taking water out of the shmarim because it was never in the shmarim. That would be the same as the water on the grape. Why don't we say there's water and dirt coming out of the colander? Maybe the dirt has a separate head. Fine, the dirt is separate for a mocha, right? It's a bigger head. Nonetheless, we don't call the wine so hefta, we just call it a property of the water. So it is mutter. Okay, good. We'll have to pick up with the Birch Hashem next time because now we all need to go to a Okay. We should only have more and more simples.